Probably the next thing that would attract a visitor is that this is a room of pictures. You could not be in here long without wondering about the family. And if you were one of the family and looked at the pictures, you would know that there has been a problem all along to try to find a place for pictures which were considered important. In the beginning, the problem was not so serious, but now with so many children and grandchildren, ordinations and weddings, the pictures have to be rotated according to who's coming home or who's going to visit. And one of the problems of keeping track of the pictures has been this changing around, which has necessitated taking pictures out of their frames or slipping new pictures in over old ones, meant to be temporary, but this has resulted in pictures not being able to be found because they were behind some other picture in the one frame. At the present time, beginning with the wall to the left of the front door, or of the only door of the parlor in the double opening, which is surmounted by a picture of a camel caravan coming through probably the Gate of Jericho. It's a large 3 foot wide picture which, as far as I can remember, always hung above the opening into the parlor. I've often laid at the couch and looked at that picture and counted the three camels coming in the large gateway and the horses coming from both sides of the gateway towards the camels. It's a tapestry, I believe, that's been framed. And it probably has some value. At any rate, it's very colorful in reds and blues and whites and greens. To the left of the main doorway, as you lie on the sofa and look at the pictures, there's a picture of Winifred and Paul on their wedding day, with Dad and Mother and Paul's father standing behind them. Underneath them there is a picture, there is a frame with a double picture of Dick and Patrick in their mass vestments on their first mass day. These are the memorial pictures that were sent home to commemorate ordination. Next to them and close to them on the wall are two commemorative poems with pictures beside them. The first is in a large black frame with a blue background. And it came from Frank in 1937. The center part of the picture, in the center part of the frame, there is an inscription by Frank in pen. And across the top it says, "A blessing for each mystery of your rosary." And then underneath that inscription, there is a sprawling rosary which has a crucifix that reaches almost to the bottom of the frame. And on both sides of the crucifix, there are the two large numerals, 2 and 5, meaning 25. And plaque was made up by Frank on Mother and Dad's 25th wedding anniversary. And right above the two arms of the crucifix is a little head picture of mother and of dad. Apparently, Frank got a family photo and cut the heads out of each member of the family. And in each one of the 15 decades, he has the head of one of the children. And for the sixth decade, there's a blank where Rosemary should be. So each one of the decades, the 25 years, represents a new child.